Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout. As we look ahead to Fantasy Premier League game week 35, it's a double game week. My name is Joe and I'm joined as ever by Fantasy Football Scout's editor Neil to discuss the latest developments from the press conferences today to help us come up with our last minute decisions. Neil, welcome. How are you?
Hello, Joe. Yeah, not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good. I just want to check everyone in the live chat whether you can hear and see us. I hope you can. Apologies to those that tried to join the Scoutcast this week. Unfortunately, technical difficulties let them down. But there's been plenty of other videos and podcasts during the week to help you come to your decisions. Okay, it's press conferences. That's what we're focusing on now. So we'll just get straight in with West Ham Liverpool. That's the first game. What is the latest from West Ham? Understand Bowen possibly could be back.
Yeah, sounds like it. He's back in training. He was kind of rushed back for that game against Leverkusen just over a week ago, and then missed out in the following league game, I think, just as a precaution, really. But back in training and should be fine. Mavropanos, he's got to be assessed as well, but definitely out is Nayef Aguerd. And George Earth, he should be back as well.
Yes. When I looked at that tweet, do you know what I said to myself? Can you guess what I said to myself when I saw that West Ham tweet?
No.
I said, who the hell is George Earthy? Who is George Earthy?
he's got concussion, I know that much, because he came off with a head injury.
Famous for having concussion.
Yeah. I think he came on as a substitute in whatever the previous game was.
Okay.
And got concussed almost straight away. So,
what is he? Where's he play? What position?
I have absolutely no idea.
Hey, get George Earthwey, everyone.
he's one of the rookies from the academy who are sort of padding out the bench at the moment.
Well, let's hope George Earthwey does better than one of our last high-profile rookies, Nathan Ferguson, who, of course, never plays for Crystal Palace. Let's hope George Earthwey gets available and gets playing. What about Liverpool? What's the latest there?
Yeah, not much new in the way of team news. Nobody coming back other than Cody Gakpo, who wasn't injured. He was just on paternity leave because his partner gave birth in midweek. So he's back for this one. But no one available who was injured. A bit of an update on Jota and Bradley. Klopp says they're progressing well, not ready for this one.
Okay.
And nobody's told him yet that they're going to start training in the next few days. He said, I think it will take a little bit of time. So definitely not this one, and maybe not even the one after that. But I don't think they're on long timelines. I do think they're back at some point in early May. So unless there's been some sort of setback, I don't think they're going to be out for too long. Apart from that, it's just the long-term ones. Yep. Ben Book, Thiago and Joel Matip.
Rightio. Just before we move on to the next game in the list, which is Fulham Palace, welcome those joining us early in the live chat. Dragon Lotes, Moath, FPL Wellbeing, J77 Lag, Robbie, JM, Madassa, Dennis, Piatz, Jack, and many, many more. Thanks so much for joining us early in this live stream. Okay, let's move Fulham Palace. Of interest, especially for those playing FPL Challenge this week, because players from London teams get double points. Obviously, Chelsea and Spurs get double points anyway, so get double points. Fulham and Palace players could be on the list. What's the latest from Fulham? I'm anticipating this to be short because they're usually quite fit.
They have been fully fit since the international break until last weekend when Willian missed out with a bit of muscle tightness. But Silva said this afternoon that he should be back. He's trained and he anticipates that he's going to be involved in the squad.
Rightio. And as for Crystal Palace, there is big news about one of their very popular players during game week 34's free hit spectacular.
Yeah, thanks very much for the points, Eberechi Eze, but his services are now done for the season for me. And he might not even feature in game week 35. he's questionable, according to Oliver Glasner. He's got a knee mm-hmm. injury, and they're going to make a late decision on him. Mm-hmm. However, Alicia, who was benched in midweek, I think just managing his minutes as he comes back, he is ready to start. Mm-hmm. Like otherwise, Glasner said they weren't expecting anyone else back, so that means Lerma, Johnston, Holden, Franca, Mark Gahey and Decorey out.
Okay. Just before we go on, just in the live chat, lots of people want to know what's happening with Haaland. We will come to that shortly. Palmer as well. And Dennis has got one of the most up-to-date cultural references I've ever seen. We are apparently the best double act since Hinge and Brackett. That is possibly only for... You won't even know. You're too young. You wouldn't know who... You will have no idea. You will have no idea. But anyway, those of a certain age will know the Hinge and Brackett, and they were very popular on TV in the 70s and maybe 80s as well. Let's move on. Manchester United against Burnley. Hmm. Okay, Manchester United. This could be quite... Well, it seems to be quite long in terms of the tweet, but probably not tremendous amount of things that we didn't really already know about them.
Yeah, they're only going to get one player back, and that's Mason Mount from the injury list in midweek. So that implies that Rashford's going to be absent again. Same with Cambuaro as well, who's been playing at centre-half. So it's going to be Casemiro and Maguire again at the back. Mm. So yeah, on top of those two, Varane, Shaw, Evans, Malacia, Lindelof, Martinez and Martial still out. Ten Hag was asked specifically about three of those, Shaw, Martial and Martinez. Mm. But whether they'll feature again between now and the end of the season. And he says, yes, I think so. They're on the grass already.
Okay.
They're going to step into team training next week. And then maybe in the last few weeks of the season, they can be involved. And it is worth watching this Man United team news because, for example, if you want Maguire, hoping for some points from a game with 37 bench boost, for example, then they might have players like Martinez, Varane and Lindelof back by that point. So, a bit of competition then.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons on my wildcard I've gone for Dalot over Maguire, just for security of starts and, you know, still the off chance of an attacking return as well, because they certainly aren't keeping clean sheets. Meanwhile, Burnley, what state are they in for this?
Yeah, I think as you were. So this was one of three press conferences held yesterday. Company said that Muric and Foster had recovered from sort of minor issues last weekend, so they were fine. He also said that Koliosu hadn't, there's no situation in his change. Sorry, no change in his situation. He isn't ready to return. He's been out long term. He does think he'll feature again this season, based on a previous update. However, you won't see Ramsey, Redmond, Al-Wakeel or Bayer again this term.
Okay, rightio. So I'm still laughing at us being a bit like Hinge and Brackett. They were a famous drag act, by the way. So that's why.
Oh, right. As right. Well. Oh, yeah. That is quite like us, yeah.
Yeah, it is similar, apart from...
Yeah. On a Friday night.
Basically dressed like blokes rather than women. Newcastle against Sheffield United, your team. Now, lots of interest in Newcastle, understandably, double on the horizon. And this clash against Sheffield United at home. And they are amazing at home. So, yeah, but what's the situation at Newcastle ahead of this?
Yeah, it's a good job we're amazing at home because we're absolutely terrible on the road at the moment. Quite a lengthy update here. Trippier isn't ready to return. All Howe would say was that we hope he'll be back soon. Similarly, no sign of Almiron and Joelinton and Pope in the first team just yet. However, a few updates on those. So Nick Pope, this is very pertinent to Dubravka owners. He's beginning to start training. He's not in a big group session just yet, but he is with the outfield players in some shooting drills. So getting closer, according to Howe. And this does sort of fit in with his early May timeline. Joelinton, I think it's going to be touch and go for the end of the season. Almiron, he's there or thereabouts, according to Howe, so they're hopeful for game week 36 for him. So he should be back then. Still out, though, Lascelles, Botman, Willock, Target, Miley and Tonali. A bit of an update on Livramento as well. So he's been on the bench, actually, in the last two. Mm-hmm. Came on against Spurs, but Howe explained today that he exacerbated the issue against Spurs, and that's why he was unused in midweek. Right. He was only there for an emergency. Mm-hmm. If needed, so obviously doubts about his game time this weekend. He says they will assess him, you know, in the next few days to see how he's recovered and whether he will be involved in the game. But obviously, still an element of doubt about whether he starts or not.
Rightio. And as for Sheffield United, some quite important news for them up top as they prepare for relegation, which could be this soon. It could be this weekend,
couldn't it? Yeah, it could be. It could be confirmed on Saturday. McBurney's out for the rest of the season. Oh, it's only four game weeks now, but he won't feature again. He doesn't need surgery, but it's a hamstring injury. McAtee, they're still scanning him from midweek. He had a groin problem. Bogle was more precautionary. He's expected to feature. Still no Baldock, Lowe, Norrington, Davies, Basham. There has been Egan, Brewster and Jebison on the grass, but I think they're sort of holding them back for next season. Tom Davies has been back on the grass as well. He's been shorter term. And then Jack Robinson, who's been probably their best centre-half. He's been out since early April with his ankle injury. No update on him that I heard. I think the last I heard from Wilder, it was a similar thing again, the risk versus reward. Is it worth even risking him in the final? Doomed, you know, the doomed bid against the drop, or just keeping him back for next season.
Okay, Wolves against Luton. There will be some interest in Wolves, whether wild carding or not, this week, because they've got reasonable fixtures and reasonable players, even though they do still have an injury list. So what is the latest with Wolves' injury list?
Yeah, probably the last chance saloon for Wolves players in our team, because I think it's is it Man City the week after this? Yeah, no one coming back. It doesn't look like Neto and Bellegarde. I think they're closer, but not quite. Bellegarde's trained with the first team. Neto's back on the grass. So we'll see those two again before the end of the season, it looks like. Dawson's out for the season. Chiwomi's out for the season. Santiago Bueno picked up a minor hamstring injury on Wednesday, I think it was, whenever they were playing Bournemouth. He's out, but could return the following week. Totti Gomez has got muscle tightness, but he is expected to feature. So they're down to two centre-halves, possibly one if Totti misses out, but it doesn't sound like that will happen.
Okay. Meanwhile, what's the latest with Luton, who another team that could survive the drop, but it's still not. It's still quite precarious for them.
Yeah, they'll have to do it on the bare bones as well in terms of squad personnel, because they've lost Caboria for the rest of the season. Edward says he isn't expecting Ogbeni or Adebayo back, but he did say that last weekend about Lokonga and Osho, and they probably started. So take that with a pinch of salt. Longer term, Potts, Anderson might feature again this season, but we won't see Amari Bell, Jacob Brown, Marvellous Nakamba, and I'm assuming Tom Lockyer as well.
Righty-o. Okay, let's move on to Everton against Brentford. Both coming into a bit of form at the moment. But Everton, there are some injuries still at Everton. Calvert-Lewin, I imagine, again, will be in the questionable column.
Yeah, these were the other two press conferences from yesterday. So starting with Everton, Dyche said that, yeah, Calvert-Lewin, he's probably going to be all right. He did have an illness before the Merseyside derby, and he played through it. So unless it's got worse since then, then you'd hope he'd be all right. Although there is an hour flag on him. Mikalenko, unlikely to feature. He hobbled out of that derby. He sort of lasted till half-time like a trooper, but came off and he needs a scan, and Dyche says it doesn't look good. Coleman's not going to be back, it doesn't sound like, either. Touch and go at best for him. And then Beto's still serving the concussion protocol, I think. So, and then they've got Patterson, Dobbin and Dele Alli out on top of that.
Okay. Just a reminder in the live chat as well, do press that like button. Really helps us out. Nearly 500 of you watching at the moment, but not as many likes. So do press that like button. Does help us out. And do remember to subscribe if you're not already. Keep up to date with our videos and podcasts. Yeah, big news at Brentford, though. Well, I say big news. News about a very important player for them, isn't there?
Yeah, this ongoing situation with Ivan Toney, which has dragged on for about a month now. He was a playing substitute, then he was a non-playing substitute, then he wasn't involved in the squad at all last week. He has trained. Frank said yesterday that he was progressing and is better, but he didn't quite give him the all clear. He did say that I hope he's available for Saturday, and then said, I qualify, hope. He did play in a small-sided training game, apparently, and scored as well. But we have been hearing positive noises about Toney for some weeks, and he hasn't played, so definitely some doubts still existing. Neil Mopay is ineligible to face Everton, of course, because he's on loan from that club. And then four players who are probably out for the season, three of them definitely: Henry, De Silva, me and Hickey. Hickey's the only one who's got a very slight chance, but it doesn't sound likely.
Righty-o. Aston Villa, Chelsea, Aston Villa, one of the late ones to come in. Just managed to get the tweet up on the screen, though, in time. And just in time to reveal a couple of more injuries for them.
Well, pre-existing ones, but the shorter-term ones that haven't recovered. So the Alex Moreno, who's been out for a couple of weeks, still injured. And Zaniolo, who's been out, I think, just since last Thursday, he's still injured as well. And then you've got the longer-term ones, Ramsey, Mings, Kamara and Buendia. They will get back Douglas Luiz, though. He has been banned for yellow card accumulation, and he's now available.
Okay, and the big news, the headline news, really. He's got a double game week coming up. Palmer at Chelsea. Is he going to be fit for this one?
Yeah, sounds like it. He's been training in the last few days. Pochettino said, we assume he is going to be ready, which is that 1% element of doubt that you don't want, but I think it's all fine. And it was just an illness after all. Mixed news elsewhere. I don't know where to start with this. I guess Malo Gusto, who's a popular pick as well for people either wildcard now or in the past. He didn't actually say anything on Gusto, not in the broadcast section anyway, but in the injury list, this is the weekly injury list that Chelsea put out. He is undergoing rehabilitation program like Ben Chilwell, and that is generally short code for injured.
Okay.
I mean, we've seen yesterday, if anyone's on social media, you probably will have seen the photos of him actually on the training ground doing individual training away from the squad. And I think a member, was it Chelsea Fan TV, had asked him, and he says he's confident of being back for game week 36. But that is very much not a confirmed source. It's just, you know, out of the horse's mouth on the training ground. It doesn't come from the club. So it doesn't look like we're going to see Gusto in game week 35, certainly not this weekend. On top of that, Chuck Womiger and Sterling are fresh concerns. They're undergoing assessment. Sterling's got back pain. Mm-hmm. Chuck Womiger's got this recurring knee problem. So they're both added to the injury list as well. Ogachukwu and Nkunku, Sanchez, it still says they're only in partial training on the injury list.
Okay.
Fernandez, Enzo Fernandez, has undergone groin surgery this week. That's his season over. He won't feature again. Lavia and Fofana are out for the rest of the campaign as well. James and Colwell, they have been seen on the grass, but they're not available yet. And again, this is very relevant to Gusto owners. Pochettino said today that they are doing partial training with the squad. They are close, but they're still not available. So they will obviously handle James, I think, especially with kid gloves.
Okay.
But he is back on the grass, so there is a prospect of seeing him between now and the end of the season.
Yeah, I have all of those sort of quite lengthy lists there. Sanchez is the one that concerns me as a Petrovic owner, so I'm going for Petrovic in my wildcard, who will be popular. But Sanchez, I don't know whether at this stage Petrovic has totally replaced Sanchez or just Sanchez not playing because he's injured. But my feeling is that Petrovic is still their number one.
I think so. I mean, based on what we've seen before, there was two league games when they were both available, I think last month or the month before, and Petrovic started both, Sanchez was on the bench. Sanchez then started both the cup games, which is generally when you blood your reserve keeper, you know, in the FA Cup. So the sign so far is that Petrovic is the just about the number one, but of course it will be hinging on form as well. Sanchez has been in this partial training for, I think, a couple of weeks now. I don't know what the issue is. I think it was illness last time I heard, and then before that he had injuries. I don't quite know what's going on there with him.
Okay.
So, yeah, not even in full training yet. So you would think for game week 35, Petrovic is fine, even if there is that longer-term slight doubt. And I do emphasise slight, I think.
Yeah, and that's it. So it's game week 37. Worry about that. But, yeah, I prefer to not use a transfer there, but might have to. I certainly had to with when Kelleher, I made a similar error, as it turned out, there. Bournemouth against Brighton is next. Nothing from Brighton. Is that because, are they going to do something on Saturday, or was that just because it was so close to last night's game?
Both, Joe, I think that when they do play on Thursday, but last night was the Premier League. Some clubs film bargood sections and then put it out the next day. Deservey seems to like to face the media on a Saturday when that happens. And we've seen this, I think, about three or four times already this season. So I'm guessing that's what it is. I'll just quickly... Yeah, I don't think anything new on the end.
Yeah, no, side. I mean that does seem usual. Nothing there. So I've got, when we finish here, I've got to fill in the X's. Emma does jump the wave as she does the team roundup predictions from fans. So I've got to try and throw some darts at a Brighton board for that one. But yeah, we do have news from Bournemouth though.
Yeah, and just quickly, I will round up what we know about Brighton, because we did have a Deserby presser on, it was Wednesday, wasn't it, before the Man City game. Stupinan's out for the season. I think Ferguson is as well, and on top of that, Hinchcliffe, Wood, March and Mitoma. And Cecil and Webster were back last night on the bench, and Gilmore and Milner were not. They were still absent. Same with Lamptey as well. Yeah. So the Gilmore and Milner seem to be the shorter term ones, but no sign of return, and weren't even in training. So it's a big ask to be fit for the weekend.
Yeah. Okay, so Bournemouth, we do have some definite news there.
We do, yeah. And it concerns Milos Kyrgios mainly, who's caught the eye a bit down that left flank. He was red carded on Wednesday when they played Wolves. They did appeal it, Bournemouth, but they've been unsuccessful in that appeal. So he will be serving a 3-match ban and he'll only return in game week 38. Six still out, Sinisterra, Favre, Tavernier, Fredericks, Adams and Meckham. And then Iraola said a couple of his players finished the win over Wolves with some issues, but he did say that they were mostly knocks and not muscular, so hopefully everyone all right.
Rightio. Okay, let's move on to North London Derby, Tottenham against Arsenal. Once again, big news for those wanting to invest in perhaps Porro, who probably the only defender at Spurs worth getting.
Yeah.
And of course, Richarlison could be an option as well. So what is the latest there?
Yeah, they're both fit. There was two, Porro and Richarlison, that trained this week. They're available for selection. I agree with that assessment. I think because their dog is now injured for the rest of the campaign, so he would have been the only other one. I think he would have come into contention given his attacking threat as well. But yeah, on the subject of that, he's had, I think it was thigh surgery. It was a sort of innocuous training ground injury, and he's out for the rest of the campaign. Mm-hmm. So he'll join Solomon, Forster and Sessegnon on the sidelines. Oliver Skip, who I forgot was even there, he is out with a knock this weekend.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it.
Okay. The famous Brummy fan of prawn cocktail flavour crisps there is out this weekend. what's from Arteta ahead of this clash? What's he been saying?
Not much on the way team use it, but we weren't expecting that. There's only Timber who it was flagged, and even he's back. He played for the under-21s on Monday, got 45 minutes under his belt, scored an absolute cracker. And he is very close to being available, according to Arteta. They're going to make that decision tomorrow, but whether he's involved, obviously it'll just be on the bench. And they've got no other known concerns. He said, Arteta even said, apart from Jurrien, we've got everyone available, and that's a huge boost.
Okay, so Timber, if say he's on the bench, I mean, that would be absolute tops for him. He's not going to start this game.
No.
Who would he like to be replaced? And I say that as someone who's looking to keep Ben White on the wild card.
Yeah, I mean, he started the season playing on the left, I believe, a left back, didn't he? But that did cause some like a domino effect elsewhere. In that he was the one inverting. This is long thinking back to August. He was the one inverting, I think, in the midfield, which, you know, Ben White had more of a sort of restraint. Well, it affected Gabriel more than anybody. I think we had Saliba, White, Timber, and who was the other one? Was it Partey inverting from right back?
It was.
But yeah, I don't. I'll be amazed if Timber actually starts any of the remaining games.
Okay,
now.
Good.
I think you'd be very much building up minutes over the next month, and then with a view to next season.
Yeah,
I think at this stage. Sorry?
I was just going to say, it sounds for us FPL managers, he's a complete pain.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was the one who kind of caused this sort of early season team uncertainty. But I hope he will. I'd be astonished if Arteta threw him in now in this sort of pivotal stage of the season, completely without any kind of game time, apart from the 21s.
Yeah.
Unless the title race is decided by game 37 or 38 when he can go to fringe players.
And just to go back quickly to Spurs, with a doggy out, who's likely to replace him? You would think Ben Davis, but could Royale?
It could be Royale, but I would think Ben Davis. Yeah,
yeah.
Assume you.
Right, yeah. That answers your question in the live chat, Manish, as well. Okay, we done with Arsenal? Should we move on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Well done. Nottingham Forest against Man City. Once again, I don't have any Nottingham Forest news. That was one of the later ones to come in. So, well, let's go with them. I mean, is there anything from them before we move on to the big news at Man City?
There is, but there's not much. I've just listened to this one, and it was dominated, as you would expect, by a lot of questions about refereeing. Nuno did cram in a little team news update, but it wasn't much. He might as well have not bothered. No. He said, we have some issues. Some players have joined, others not. but no major differences. Yep. We didn't mention any kind of names. The only two who were flagged, Willie Bolly and Taiwo Awoniyi. I think Awoniyi was the closest. He'd been back on the grass already. So maybe that's who Dean was alluding to there when he said some players have joined.
Rightio. Now, what is the latest from Man City, particularly regarding Haaland, who currently is retained in my wild card, but he's first sub, which is a first.
Yeah, I'm even contemplating leaving money in the bank to get him in, I think, and starting without him. This is the frustration in that Pep did his game week 35 press conference last night, immediately after full time at the Amex. So he didn't give us anything new in the embargoed section on Haaland. He did give it. I'll dredge up Tom's article from the Scout Notes. He gave us a quote last night in the unembargoed section. He said, "I prefer to have Erling at my disposal than not to have it. I spoke with him. He says he feels better. I don't know." So no further clue as to whether he's going to be available. It's been muscle niggles. He's been out now for, 9 days? Since that Real Madrid game. Was feeling better in the Wednesday press conference, but wasn't involved on Thursday. It's a very tight turnaround to Sunday.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Didn't have any training and then to go... Yeah. On the back of a muscle injury, especially. This isn't a stress fracture. This is a muscle injury. So I'd be very surprised if he's in the starting 11.
Yeah. We have got a question for ads in the live chat. Should Haaland owners simply bench him this week? That's what I'm doing because I definitely want him for game week 37. And from what it sounds like, that he's near a return, but obviously from Thursday night through to Sunday, the impression I got that Guardiola was giving was that it's basically everyone's back home and then they're going to training tomorrow, picking up their stuff, getting on their coach horses, whatever they use to get to Nottingham. Down to Nottingham and then the match. So I, as you said, I can't see the team changing really. They might just go with the same 11.
They've got Doku and Grealish who were on the bench last night. Stones, Diaz was on the bench as well. So they've got players who could come in. But as you see there, Haaland, even if he was doing individual grass work, he wouldn't have trained with the team. So I'd be absolutely astonished if he's in the starting 11, I should say. You might bring him along for the bench if he's anywhere near fitness. But
well, in that fine tradition of first subs that Garnacho currently has the crown of, I will enjoy Haaland's points on my bench this week. As you said, I feel confident that he's not going to start. Yeah. Let's have a look at the roundup. I'll try to get most in. Sheffield United's Bogle is fit to play. Porro and Richarlison, that's bigger news for the double game week. They're fit to play. Palmer, even bigger news. I will be captaining Palmer. Just the merest hint that he's going to be fit. He's clearly the best player this week. And Son as a vice-captain for me. And Mount for Manchester United should be fit to play. Questionable McAtee. Livramento's got ankle problems. Eze, knee issues could keep him out. Sterling's injured. Haaland's muscular issues probably keep him out with this just because of the tight turnaround, but we would hope he'd be back for game week 36. Willian, groin issues. Tony, hip problems. He's still questionable as well. Bowen's knock. He should be ready, but we don't know. So questionable. Major doubt. Timber, fitness issues there should keep him out. It'd be very surprising, as Neil was saying, to see him start again this season, but we might see some sub appearances. Rashford, knock, and Kimbuala as well with a knock. And Mikalenko's ankle problem is going to probably keep him out. Out though, this is quite a lengthy list though. Jota and Bradley remain out for Liverpool. McBurnie's out for the season, groin issues there. Pope shoulder issues going to continue, keep him out, but he could be back soon. Trippier calf issues should keep him out. Target Achilles, Kabore's out for the season, ankle issues. A doggy, his season is over as well. Thigh surgery, Gusto's knee problems should keep him out for this one, but apparently he should be back for game week 36. Sanchez is still ill. And in impartial training at Chelsea. So Petrovic could survive, possibly for the season, but I would imagine definitely for 35. Enzo's season's over for Chelsea. He's had surgery. Kirkus is suspended. I think he's suspended for 3 matches, so he's pretty much season over. Moreno and Zaniola are going to miss Villa, as they have done recently. They continue to miss out. I think we've got most of the sort of key news there. Okay. Good luck with the rest of your wild card, Neil. Good luck, everyone, in the live chat with your transfer decisions, whether wildcarding or not. I hope we've given you some valuable information as you make those final decisions. Neil, thanks a lot for your time. Take care. See you soon.
Thanks, Joe. Nikolai in the chat says, can you give a shout out to my manager, Adam Willett? I'm hoping that's not Homer Simpson. Sorry, Moore's Tavern Barney.
Okay.
I've just read it. But I'll say a shout out to Adam Willett.
Amanda, yeah. I can only remember the Amanda one, but...
Jockstrap as well, yeah. IP Freely, all those
Kind of...
Yeah. I think Adam Willett was fine. Yeah.
That's weird to say my manager as well. You would say, like, you know, my friend or something, but...
Meet the manager.
Well, that's job done then. That shout out Radio 1 style has been given. Good luck, Adam and Nikolai, with your transfer decisions. See you soon. Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.